Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Welcome back into the second half of Sports Talk. Steve Geller and Cullen Steele bring until 8 p.m. this evening. Been talking a lot about football, black and gold football, the Saints. Drew Brees had some availability over the weekend at his Surge Entertainment Complex. Plus, at the Saints charity event today, there was Mickey Loomis, Kellen Moore, Spencer Rattler, Cedric Wilson Jr. all talking to the media. We'll get into some of that audio. First, though, some of the happy things about football to talk about. One being the Tush Push, which will be voted and discussed tomorrow and Wednesday with the more meetings going on about it. And we're seeing now, too, that the Green Bay Packers, who have proposed to ban it, have kind of revised their proposal to everybody. Article number 4 here, assisting the runner in interlocking interference. No offensive player may push or pull a runner in any direction at any time or lift him to his feet. Use interlocking interference by grasping a teammate or by using his hands or arms to encircle the body of a teammate in effort to block an opponent. Push or throw his body against the teammate to aid an attempt to obstruct an opponent or to recover a loose ball, or assist the runner except by individually blocking opponents for him. The penalty for assisting the runner, interlocking interference, or illegal use of hands, arms, or body by the offense, a loss of 10 yards. And what I laugh about this, Cullen, to me, the effect, you're saying, prohibits an offensive player from pushing, pulling, lifting, or assisting the runner except by individually blocking opponents for him. The reason? Player safety and pace of play, because, man, oh man, that tush push takes so long for them to run.
I was thinking about this earlier, the pace of play part of it. Is that simply just a very democratic, very governmental way of saying, like, we need more time? You guys get to the line too fast. We got to swap player. We got to make sure we get our big guys.
Maybe it is the opposite, because I'm thinking, oh, it takes too long for them to run the play to get off. And to me, that's not the case. So maybe it is.
They just go.
Right.
So it's like, it's got to be like, it's like the, it's like,
you need us to get set here.
Yeah. It's like the equivalent of that. Obviously, player safety is something we've talked about at length, but what was the name again? I do like hearing this part. The very name of the article 4.
Assisting the runner in interlocking interference.
So if this passes on Wednesday, get ready to hear that called if someone ends up calling this play on accident or someone, you know.
Interlocking interference on the Philadelphia Eagles, 10-yard penalty.
Yeah, you'll have Mike Costco, that's a tush push, guys. And Deuce will be like, I can't believe they banned that.
Although, you know what'll happen, like the first ever interlocking interference will be called on the Saints. That's just how things shake out always.
But it's like the tush push, it's so, unlike like a drop hip tackle or whatever, hip drop tackle, it's so, I hate to say it, I feel like you, if it's banned, you're not going to accidentally do it.
Right.
Like, I can't imagine you've got to run, like the Eagles pass the ball off to Saquon Barkley, he gets stuffed at the line, and then Hurts just shoves him. Like, I can't imagine that happening is what I'm saying. I think, I hate to say it, if you see, unlike hip drop tackles, which we had a pretty fair amount of calls this past year against those when they happened, I don't think you're going to see the tush push. Like, it's an offensive flag. It is a loss of 10 yards towards the offense, on the offense, and it's something that is very... It's very like you can't mess it up. You can't accidentally do it. It's something super purposeful. That's the best way I can describe it.
Sadly, this is one I feel like Commissioner Roger Goodell wants to ban the play. So I think in the end, we're going to see the end of the push tush.
Yeah.
And like I talked about in triple option, the last time we've seen it will be Super Bowl right here in New Orleans when the Eagles did it against the Kansas City Chiefs.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Something else on the table. NFL owners will vote this week on a proposal to change the playoff seeding format. Teams will be seeded 1-7 strictly by regular season record. Now, the NFL's reasoning here, competitive equity. It rewards the best teams, adds late season excitement, and ensures more meaningful games down the stretch.
Oh, yeah. I've been wanting to get on my soapbox and talk about this for a while.
Uh-oh. Cullen's cranky conundrum here. I don't know.
Turn up the dial because get ready. There's a wonderful article that Albert Breer had when he kind of broke this news. It's been something that's been kicked around for the past couple of years. Albert Breer, Sports Illustrated and MMQB, he was writing about this is ironically, it's Detroit's proposal.
Right.
So a lot of, you know, NFC North having a lot of issues with the current state of the NFL. They need to change the way the game is played. Their proposal would be that the four division champions and three wild cards in each conference, as you mentioned, to make the playoffs, those seven teams would then be strictly seeded by record. This is huge. There is no, you know, there would be, if passed, no more 9-8, 10-7 Buccaneers that get the four seed. I mean, last year, the Rams, same boat, 10-7, they clinched their division. They were given, I believe, the three seed. I looked at this. I'm getting this from Nerding on NFL over on Twitter. They were one of the ones that was kind of breaking down the leaks that were happening as it went through the day last Tuesday, maybe the Tuesday before on the NFL schedule. So I kept up with them. And they looked at every single year, last 4 years at least, with regards to the previous seven for each AFC and NFC and the new seven for each year if the rule will be implemented. Like what kind of basically what it would look like if we'd already been using this system. And of those 4 years, there are about six or seven instances in which a team would fall from being a division top four, you know, home field advantage situation to a lower 5, 6, 7 seed.
Right.
And of those, in the last 3 years, the Bucs, every year, without fail, they will drop.
Ah, the great NFC South.
Which is, I think, the premise I'm going with. This is the soapbox part. I think this is a good rule. Albert Breer talks about in his article that in the current system, again, further examples, the Houston Texans went into week 18 locked into the fourth seed. This is last year. Mm-hmm. In the adjusted system, seeds number 4, 5, 6, and 7 would have still been possibilities at that point. Another example, the Rams went into week 18 last year knowing they'd be the 3 or 4 seed in the NFC. That gives you home field advantage. You're not going to get the 2. Sure as hell not going to get the 1, but you're also not going to fall to 5, 6, or 7. So they sat all their starters in the new system. They could have been a 4, 5, 6, or 7. And then last year as well, the eventual Super Bowl champions, the Eagles, went into week 18 knowing they would be the 2 seed. Win or lose, they would be the 2 seed. In the new system, they could have fallen to the 3. And so you've kind of got this situation where now the new system would force players to actually participate in these week 18 games. There's an argument to be made that it actually might do the reverse. It might make it to where more teams might say, this just doesn't even matter. Week 18 comes and we just don't care anymore. We know where we're going to be, or we don't care where we're going to be. But I think more importantly, it does level the playing field across the NFL a lot more. One thing we haven't mentioned, it's been mentioned before, though, these teams would be reseeded again.
Yeah.
That kind of confuses me. It'd be reseeded in the wild card round. I don't know what that means. I want to say...
Where your higher seed would then play the lower seed. You're not just locked into whatever your next opponent is.
And
right
one thing
now.
That is interesting with this system, there still would be some sort of benefit towards being a divisional winner. You have a tiebreaker over teams with similar records that wouldn't be a divisional winner. There is no head-to-head in that instance. So last year when the Rams and Bucks, say the Rams and Bucks were in a situation where they were both 10-7, the Bucks won their division, the Rams didn't. In the new system, even if the Rams had beaten the Bucks earlier in the year, the Bucks would be given a higher seed, probably the 4, and the Rams would be like 5, 6, or 7 or something of the like, because the Bucks won their division, but the Rams did not. So there is still a benefit. There is still a clear-cut reason and goal to chase in winning your division, apart from just winning your division outright. There is an actual, you know, benefit towards the playoff push. But in the new system, you won't see situations like last year where you're staring down the barrel of the Lions and the Vikings, who were what? They went into that Sunday night football game like both 14-2 or 14-3 or something like that. Like and it was winner take all. Winner falls to winner. Winner takes the first overall seed, gets a bye, home field advantage throughout the playoffs, and the loser falls to the what, 5. You're not going to see that anymore.
To me, if they want to do this, I'm ready to just get rid of the divisions and just have AFC, NFC, and just do it 1 through 7 with the best records making it to the postseason.
I feel like you do need the divisions. I think you do. Do you need the rivalries? You need the connectedness. I think you can definitely reshape some of those divisions. Some of these divisions don't make much sense. Is it like how a team is in the West and they're like really far East, and then you know they're in the South and they're like really far North, you know, in you know Pennsylvania, whatever. But again, this it does hurt teams in the cusp of that. We win the division, but we go 9-8. We win the division, but we go 10-7. And then if you got the likes where you're kind of like, you could go 14-3 like the Vikings did last year. You don't win your division because you keep dropping games to the Lions and you don't get rewarded for it, and you're stuck in this 5, 6, 7 seed situation. It's unfortunate. And again, like I said, the best way to describe it is I think this is good for the NFL. This is probably the better choice for how the playoffs should be seeded. But in the immediate future, based on previous years, the NFC South would absolutely get screwed over in this new system. And that's not a knock against the NFL's rule saying reshape this for one division. It's saying, hey, NFC South, get better.
Well, I'm going to break in now from our sports talk to some breaking news here going on. A fourth New Orleans jail escapee has been arrested. They just came down on my Odyssey app, Cullen.
There we go.
Louisiana State Police have captured a fourth inmate who escaped from the Orleans Parish Justice Center on Friday. According to a post on LSP's Facebook page, troopers arrested Gary Price, 21 years old, in New Orleans. Authorities did not say where exactly in New Orleans they found Price. Now that he's back in custody, authorities will transport him to a secure state facility outside of the area, and this is a developing story. So once again, folks, a fourth escapee from the jail has been arrested and has been now in custody and hopefully secure. And man, oh man, that just been a wild season 2025 for stories, Cullen, starting obviously with the terrorist attack here. We had, you know, crazy Mardi Gras, the Super Bowl going on, and just this latest event is the latest one just making national waves around, you know, around the news stories.
I had buddies that I haven't talked to in months that are like, do you hear about that jailbreak? I'm like, yeah, I live here, man.
Right.
What are you talking about?
I love them. Family members in New Jersey send me articles from WWL.com. I'm like, I know, I work there.
Yeah, it's like I watched.
But all right,
right,
we're getting the impressions, the hits, as they say, for more, you know, those clicks on the WWL website.
We're an odd city, that's all I can say.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
At Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric, we make home service easy. We guarantee same-day service and installation with no extra charge for nights, weekends, or holidays. Family-owned for 53 years, Four Seasons has over 30,000 five-star Google reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. For all your plumbing, heating, cooling, and electrical needs, for all the right reasons, call 866-Four Seasons.
For all the right reasons, call 866-Four Seasons. Four Seasons.